Is fish a healthy food to eat?
Fish is a, well, first of all, I have a very personal interest in fish. I'm an ocean guy, windsurfer, sailor, scuba diver. You know, I'd spend my whole life. And when I first started getting involved in the ocean when I was a young boy, there were a lot of fish. And now what's happened for my grandchildren is that 90% of the big fish are gone. Gone. You know, whether it ever grow back, doubt it, but it could. So if you don't happen to believe that fish is a serious hazard for your health, which it is, then maybe for compassionate reasons, you could give it up. There are only 10% of the fish left. If you're not into compassion, then you better eat the fish that are left really quick because pretty soon they're all going to be gone. Fish is the muscle of an animal, and it is like other muscles of animals. In the case of a fish, it wiggles a tail. In case of a chicken, a cow, you know, clam, these are muscles. And as muscles, they're all very similar. And they have the same amount of cholesterol, you know, no dietary fiber. They're rich foods. You know, some are a little lower in fat and a little higher in protein than others. But a muscle is a muscle is a muscle. And it's a lot different than a stalk of broccoli or a mashed potato. And so if you want to be different, and my patients do, they want to be different. They want off their drugs. They want their health back. They want to be active again. If you want to be different, you have to do something different. You don't switch among various kinds of muscles. And of course, these muscles are very high in the food chain, so they're heavily contaminated. We talked about the microbe infections from mad cow to listeria to bovine leukemia viruses. Oh, scary. I think you ought to be scared. I think you ought to be darn scared.
What is a food desert, and what can we do about people who live near them?
I couldn't speak on food deserts. You know, I can speak a little bit on the fact that it's just darn unfair that half the world is starving and the other half is dying from gluttony. You know, what a U-turn could do in terms of helping both spectrums. Because of all this gluttony, we're eating foods that are very expensive, very high on the food chain, very wasteful. You know, you probably heard that growing beef is much more destructive than growing potatoes. In fact, it's as much as 100-fold more destructive on the environment. And as far as the amount produced in terms of calories or protein, et cetera, it's drastically different from, say, wheat, corn, potatoes, as opposed to animal foods. So what you could do is you could cure the diseases of gluttony, i.e., Americans, Canadians, Europeans, now Asians, Indians, everybody, cure the disease of gluttony. And you could feed the starving poor. Wouldn't it be an interesting world to have everybody fed? Maybe we'd have big, some big changes, like we could focus on the environment, you know, instead of all the wars. When you're hungry, I suppose it's hard to focus on anything except getting your family fed. Yeah, I think there's a lot of social benefits to doing the right thing.
Are all fruits healthy? Are some too sugary due to hybridization and not being native to our area, such as pineapples, mangoes, seedless grapes, bananas?
I wouldn't focus on too sugary hybrid fruits as being a cause of any diseases. People eat too little fruit in the first place, and the fruit they eat is probably a lot healthier than anything else they eat. So I wouldn't focus my attention on that. You can certainly make an argument of you know, increased sugar intake, et cetera, but I can also make an argument that sugar ain't the problem. So again, I try and focus on what really matters. And what really matters is that you're going to need to stop eating the animals. You need to understand the importance of eating starch, rice, corn, potatoes, beans, peas, lentils. And then you can get your health back. You can get your health back, your personal appearance back. Now, all the things that you dreamed of having are within your reach, and then it'll cut your food bill by 80% when you do it.
Others have said that heating oil creates carcinogens and that we should never heat oil. What do you think?
I think there's a good argument to that. Rancid food is quite toxic. And, you know, that's why you, of course, want to be careful about having free oil. In fact, that's why we don't use oil at all in a free form. That's one of the reasons, because of its rancidity. It becomes oxidized and becomes a harbinger of free radicals and may increase the risk of cancers and heart disease and so on. So we keep our oils in their natural packages, in the flaxseed, in the hazelnut, in the walnut, et cetera. And when they're in their natural packages, they're protected. They have all the antioxidants around them so that you don't get into a rancidity problem. Except, I suppose, the extremely spoiled nuts and seeds you would, but it's going to take a long time.
Can you completely prevent heart attacks and strokes through diet and lifestyle?
Yes, you can completely prevent heart attacks and strokes through diet and lifestyle. Up until recently, there were parts of the world where nobody had heart disease. Like, for example, in rural Japan, before World War II, there was no heart disease. Actually, they had strokes because of their very high salt intake. But there was a very isolated population of people that had these high strokes due to high salt intake. But there have been other populations up until recently, they haven't had any atherosclerosis, heart disease. African people, yeah,